Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Colonel Jeff McCausland, the United States Army retired CBS News, Dickinson College visiting professor, and the CEO of Diamond Six Leadership and Strategy. The meeting between the two leaders of what NATO defines in Madrid and late June as the adversaries. This is Moscow and Beijing. This is Putin and Xi meeting in Samarkand, the ancient and storied capital of Central Asian city-states once upon a time, now an architectural gem and a tourist attraction in Uzbekistan. The capital now is in Tashkent. These are all former Soviet states. At first, we have a headline saying that Putin has raised concerns about Ukraine, and Xi has asked questions about those concerns, suggesting some coolness between this no limits partnership from February of this year before the invasion. And now we have a secondary consideration by headline writers. Caveat here, these are headline writers. I understand we're not talking about quotes, but it does indicate the buzz around these episodes and why it's important to pay attention to how the story changes. The Bloomberg headline now is Putin's Taiwan support outweighs any Xi concerns about Ukraine. Jeff, I come to you because you're a veteran of NATO, and sorting this out, NATO has to read these headlines and raise very good questions about what comes next. The meeting of the two men in wartime, during these moments where we doubt whether the Russian forces, what was your first thought when you read that Xi was raising questions and Putin said, yes, you have questions? And then how do we get to Taiwan? Taiwan, I do not believe, was part of the NATO concern, but it easily could now be linked. Thank you.
Well, John, I thought in many ways this might have been as big a diplomatic setback for Mr. Putin as the failure of the Russian army in the last week has been a battlefield setback in Ukraine. China is obviously Mr. Putin's strongest ally, and he has had many, many meetings with President Xi, and I think expected to have full square support by Xi about the war in Ukraine. And it was stunning to me, stunning, that he, Putin, would begin his remarks by saying publicly that I know you have questions and concerns about the war in Ukraine. In his public remark, Xi never mentioned Ukraine once. But he said the following, and I quote, he called on Putin to, quote, assume the role of great powers and play a guiding role to inject stability and positive energy into a world rocked by social turmoil. That hardly seems like a rousing support for your ongoing conflict in Ukraine. And I mean, my goodness, if Roosevelt had went to see Stalin in Tehran and given the same kind of comment, I don't think Joseph Stalin would have been all that felt all that good about the whole thing. The Chinese so far have not provided significant military hardware to the Russians in any way, shape, or form. The Russians have gone to Iran and North Korea to purchase military equipment, which means they didn't buy it from China. Chinese have truly shown rhetorically their support for Ukraine and the war in Ukraine, but have not translated that into any material support. And as far as Taiwan is concerned, I think clearly, while Mr. Xi might be very happy to hear Putin say that, he knows full well right now that Putin has his hands full, and if there were a conflict over Taiwan, the Russians would be able to provide very little, I think, military support, number one. And number two, right now, for the next year or so, I don't think that'll be a major point for Mr. Xi either, as he tries to make sure he secures his position with the Party Congress coming in November, and he has to confront serious economic challenges in China, brought about by a drought, brought about by an upcoming typhoon that's supposed to strike China, and brought about by still several tens of millions of people in China who are locked down under COVID, causing serious economic strains.
The Europeans are watching all of these conversations very carefully because that is NATO, that is the European Union. And the threat of the winter time without adequate energy is profound for politicians. I appreciate that. But also for the economies that are right now either in recession or the commonplace conversation is what are we going to do about the coming recession? I go then to how Germany is approaching this. There have been questions of Germany's participation in the NATO confrontation for weeks, Jeff. We've talked about the slowness of German weapons, the inability of Germany to provide more weapons. But we have a surprising development, to my mind, within these hours. Germany's Rosneft seizure kicks off oil infrastructure tests. Germany seized Rosneft, its natural gas outlet in Germany. Germany, the headline also, Germany tightens control over industry with Russian oil grab. What we're looking at is seizure of Russian property that suggests to me that these wartime events have much to go ahead of us. Seizing Russian property could mean private property, could mean the assets in banks, could mean all of those matters that Germany is now to take the lead and other states can follow. So back to NATO. How do you measure the NATO alliance here on the edge of winter? It's cold already in Northern Europe, I report to you, Jeff.
Well, I measure that the alliance is holding together very, very well in terms of providing additional military support for Ukraine and also its counterpart organization on the economic side, which is crucially important, that is the EU. And Ms. von Leyen, the president of the European Union, just returned from Kyiv, where she gave a very public speech saying once again that the European Union stands full square around behind Ukraine in the war against Russia. And, you know, even for the German chancellor, Olaf Scholz, who was criticized, and you're right, John, for slowness in providing some military hardware, in the last few days spoke by telephone with Vladimir Putin, and then apparently said the following in Berlin, that the, quote, the biggest current threat to NATO was the war in Ukraine, and accused Putin of trying to establish Russia as an imperial power in Europe with maps of the Tsarist Empire or the Soviet Union in mind. So once again, it sounds like Mr. Scholz has finally decided four square that he has got to be 110% behind this effort by the EU and by NATO in confronting Mr. Putin. And furthermore, I think even the most liberal German has come to realize that German dependency on energy on the Russian Federation was somewhat foolhardy in their hopes that this would end up creating an integrated economy between Russia and the European Union that would bring greater stability. And so now Germany moving rapidly away from that and finding alternative energy sources. And finally, to your point about seizing corporations and energy stocks and the like, this shows full square the Germans have adopted this so-called Zeitwende that Olaf Scholz talked about, a shift in direction due to time away from this effort to try to work with the Russians. And this could, John, over time translate then into the seizure of assets, as you suggest. Think about all those oligarchs right now and how they feel this morning, who have massive amounts of money frozen now in European banks and already ongoing efforts coming out of the Ukraine to demand that those particular assets be transferred to Ukraine as part of the reparation package for the damages and deaths that Russia has inflicted on the Ukrainian people.
Finally, Jeff, 30 seconds. The U.S. is sending more and more money, $600 million yesterday. They've enlivened the industries to produce more arsenal. Are the industries responding? 30 seconds.
Industry is responding to a degree. We saw a major announcement by Raytheon and Lockheed Martin to expand production of Javelin. But it's going to be slow for the industry to respond for a couple of reasons. One, we're talking dramatic increases in the industrial base for artillery shells, rockets, and platforms. And secondly, a lot of the smarter munitions, like for HIMARS or even smarter artillery shells, John, depend on semiconductors and microchips, as do most sophisticated military hardware.
Right.
And that then gets to be a supply chain issue and ironically makes the situation and the independence of Taiwan even more important than it ever was.
Colonel Jeff McCausland, CBS News, I remind, fog of war. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.